Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. Today, it's been on my heart just to talk about boldness. What is boldness and why in the world do we need it? Why do we need boldness? Some synonyms for boldness is one in particular is courageous. It is not being afraid to speak the truth. It's the stepping out in faith, unashamed and uninhibited. Boldness is important. And as we go through the Bible, man, we see people that were bold. People that were bold. But here is the thing. And here is the key. Because when we kind of look at people, historical figures in the Bible, a lot of the times we romanticize them. In other words, we see them as bigger and better than they are. Man, these people were close to perfect. They were strong just innately. They were born that way. They were just amazing and awesome and this, that, and the other, right? We sort of elevate the person. We elevate the person and we elevate the personality. But we have to realize where their boldness came from. You know, when Joshua took over for Moses there in Joshua chapter 1, Moses had died on the mountain, remember? And Joshua took over, and God reiterated over and over to Joshua to be strong and have good courage. Why did he tell him that? Just to remind him what he already knew? I don't think so. He told that to Joshua because there was a little trepidation in Joshua. There's a little fear in Joshua. There may have been a little hesitation in Joshua as he had big shoes to fill, right? Moses. And so he told him to be strong and courageous. Or you think about Paul. There in the book of Acts, God told him to not be afraid. He told him there were people in this city. Why did he tell him that? Just because he's like, God said, this is a good promise. I'm going to remind him of this. No, Paul was afraid. That's why the Lord told him, don't be afraid. There's no reason to. And so what the conclusion of this is that we get boldness from our Almighty God. But before that, we have to realize we need to depend on God for boldness to step out in faith. We can't just do it on our own, because if we try to conjure up boldness, if we try to strive for boldness, we will fail. Boldness comes from the Lord. He would remind us that we are to be bold for Him, and we get boldness from Him. Because there are times, you guys, when we have no boldness, when we don't want to step out in faith, when we want to just seclude ourselves and say, forget everyone, when we want to just give up and say, well, I don't need boldness, I don't need to live for the Lord, I'm over it, you know, someone else can do it. Those people are way bolder than me, so I'm just going to sort of retire from this Christian thing or take a break from it. But no, that's not God's intention. That's not His plan. That's not His promises, right? He calls us to be bold to live for Him, not out of obligation, but because it's exciting. He calls us to be bold for Him because that's the way to live as believers. We have victory in this life, and so we live from victory, and we go out and we make a difference in this world. We make a dent in eternity for Him. And so we're called to be bold, and we need to realize that boldness comes from Him. That boldness, His boldness, comes from above. We can fake it. We can act bold. We can act courageous. But if it's apart from the Lord, it's just weakness. So boldness comes from the Lord. And here's another thing I think oftentimes we overlook as believers, really. That we need to pray for the Holy Spirit to fall upon us, to give us guidance, yes, but also to give us strength and to give us boldness, to give us the words to speak, the actions to take, the reactions to have. We need the Holy Spirit to fall afresh upon us every single day so we can live a life of boldness for our Almighty God. And so that's what, honestly, I would recommend doing. Like, I'm reminding myself, Mike, do this. To pray, Holy Spirit, give me boldness to live a life that's well-pleasing to you. Give me boldness to step out in faith where I'm worried. Give me boldness to live out the calling that you've put on my life. There's been instant after instant where I had no boldness, but then I prayed, even in the midst of conversation with someone, and he gave me boldness. The Holy Spirit fell upon me, gave me boldness, gave me the words. And I was so thankful. Because when I would try to conversate or step out in faith without the Lord, without the Holy Spirit, then man, it would be striving. It would be, I would try to conjure it up. It wouldn't be genuine. It wouldn't be real. But when I depended upon the Lord for boldness, man, he gave it to me. The Holy Spirit met me where I was at. I mean, I've been in a lot of different counseling sessions, for instance, as a pastor, you know, whether marriage counseling or teenagers or just those who are going through it. And a lot of the time, not a lot of the time, but some of the time, I couldn't relate to what they were going through. I never went through that instance, that trouble, that trial that they were going through. So what I would do, even in the midst of the counseling meeting, was to pray, Holy Spirit, give me the words. Because right now, and I was honest between me and God, just from my heart to his, right now, Lord, I don't know what to do. I'm not sure. I want to make sure I give them your wisdom, not my own. And so I would pray and I would seek God. He would give me the words. I would speak to them boldly, because if we believe those words or those steps of faith are from the Lord, how much bolder will we be? We'll be so much more bold, because we'll be confident in Christ. We'll know for a fact that what we're about to do, what we're about to say, is not from us. It's only by the power of the Holy Spirit to fill us and give us the boldness, the courage, and the strength to act on God's behalf. Is that amazing? I mean, that is amazing. And let's not get to the place where we think we don't need boldness, or we think he's given us enough. I have been given enough boldness for 2019, so I don't need to pray for that anymore. I don't need to think about that anymore. I'm good for the rest of the year. That's not how it works. To be a solid believer and to live courageously is to depend on the Lord each and every day. There shouldn't be a day go by when we go, I'm fine, I'm good. No, every day to be like, oh, I'm not good without the Lord. I need him. I'm desperate for him. Excuse me. And so guys, boldness, what is it? It's being courageous. It's stepping out in faith. It's living out what God has told you to live out. How are we to be bold? Man, depend on the Lord. Pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to indwell you, to fill you, to lead you. And he will. Just like Paul needed that extra push to continue on his missionary journey. You know, just like Joshua needed to be reminded to be strong and of good courage. Just like we need to be reminded and need to be surrendered to the Lord so that he can fill us with every ounce of boldness that we need to live a completely victorious life. Not lives as victims, not lives as everyone's against me, but victorious lives, blazing the way for the kingdom of God, being kingdom collaborators with other believers, and just going for it for the Lord. Depend on God for every ounce of boldness. And the more you depend on God, honestly, I believe the more bold he will make you. Then, in turn, the more you will step out in faith, and the more you will be used by God in great and mighty ways. My wife always used to say that to me. God wants to use you in mighty ways. And I thought it was just a nice little encouraging saying she said. But the more I stepped out in faith, the more I became faithful and consistent in the little things, the more God gave me. And the more I realized, wow, She's right. If we just stay faithful, depend on the Lord for boldness, and step out in our callings, God will meet us where we're at. Give us boldness and courage to live out what He's called us to live out. What a blessing. So be bold by the power of the Holy Spirit, guys. I hope you have an amazing day. God bless you, and I'll talk to you next time.